Independent Bookstore Day is coming. How will you mark the occasion? Chances are you support these shops, but still buy from Amazon or a chain store. And I get it. Corporations can afford to charge less in order to gain market share. Still, I'll suggest we shift away from the lowest price to preserve our local purveyors of knowledge. To make my case, I will not tell you how excited I get walking into an indie bookshop with its quirky displays of new releases, and I won't regale you with funny anecdotes starring eccentric but always helpful booksellers. At least not today. No, to determine their true value, I'll focus on numbers, and the figures tell a compelling story. When you buy books from an indie shop, 29% of your money gets recirculated into the local economy. That includes labor, profit, and donations to charities. In comparison, Amazon purchases generate less than 6%. That's according to the American Booksellers Association. If you're an author, these shops are even more important. Indie bookstores are more likely to display your book on their shelves. Many of these shops will even sell books published by Amazon. This may seem odd because that's their biggest competitor, but savvy booksellers will take their share no matter where it comes from. Whether you're an author or a reader, I hope you'll join me in celebrating Independent Bookstore Day, Saturday, April 27th, by visiting an indie shop. Think of it as a simple thank you for all their owners and staff do, such as making you feel welcome, asking if you want a coffee, and of course, recommending books. When the day ends, you'll know where their profits and wages will be spent. I'm Dan Klefstad, and that's my perspective.